Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rachel Gillette. She's the chief leadership development officer, for Studer Community Institute. And that's Quint Studer's group, the organization that I literally watched him develop over the last 20 years. And just it's just been an amazing observation, amazing treat for me to see his dream come to pass and to be a world leader, really, in what they do. Rachel, thanks again for being here. Thanks for the work, the help that you're providing Quint, the leadership you're helping him with. One of the things that I like about what you and Quint are doing is the way you're helping communities. And, you know, a lot of people, my beat is the small business Main Street beat, helping small businesses do better on Main Street. But your beat is that plus the Main Street. You're working on the community as well. And that's a kind of a unique blend of focus. Tell us about it.
It is. You're right, Jim. And, you know, we started off talking about EntreCon, and this year that two-day business and leadership conference is actually next week, 18th and 19th of November. Typically, we focused on bringing in expert speakers and content that people need, that business owners and leaders and employees need to close that skills gap and to help them get through both the good times and the bad times, you know, to survive, adapt, and advance and really thrive by getting skilled at what they do. And this year, we're going virtual. We're 100% virtual, so any of your listeners from around the country can join us. They can find more information at EntreconPensacola.com. But good timing with this show, because the last day to register is tomorrow, Friday
right.
the 13th. So
EntreCon, folks. EntreCon, Pensacola.com, is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
And, Jim, you know, this year we've expanded it because we're virtual, and we're going to be doing five different tracks, and that includes not just the business, and I say just the business and leadership. That's a really important part of it. But we've partnered with some other experts. We're doing tech and innovation, sales and marketing. We're helping women in leadership. And then we're also working with Quint and Vibrant Community Partners, and we have a special track that we're talking about community and how to build a vibrant community. So we've got it all this year. There really is something for everybody. And, you know, it's interesting. Communities, we had a recent speaker who was talking about, you know, that cities and counties need to really think of their organization and running the city and the county as a business. And I think that's something that we
imagine
don't
that.
Think
imagine
about.
That. What kind of a wacky idea? I can't believe you guys would even think of something that wacky. Run a government like a business. Who ever heard of something like that? Wait a minute. Isn't that what Donald Trump tried to do? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now come on. Let's not get political. We're talking about helping communities grow and businesses get better. So, you know, and that's closing that skills gap and really sort of helping people realize that there needs to be, you know, an investment in ourselves, in the people, in our organization. And there's a good return on that investment. So that's why, you know, we really advocate for it, because you can't create, you know, a brighter future if you don't have the skills to do it. And I know I was a small business owner. I was a barrister mm-hmm. back in the UK. And, you know, if you've ever read that book and we advocate, you know, E-Myth Revisited, it talks about people who are good technicians. You know, I was a pretty good barrister. I was a, you mm-hmm. know, great technician. I could do that. But I had zero business skills. We weren't taught that in law school or at the bar. You know, thank goodness I joined an organization, a barrister's chambers, that had a good business already running. I'm not sure where I would have done. But this is the case with, I think, most businesses. They might be good technicians, and same with communities and, you know, cities. They might be good at sort of some of the technical skills, but the skills that they need to really thrive, like strategic planning and creating goals and teamwork and communication and all these things, these are things that we can learn, which is good news, but we need to get intentional about it. Like, you know, like the military, like sports teams, like the airlines, we need to get intentional about it and increase our skills in ourselves.
Well, and that's that's one of the big things that small business owners have to decide. And this is, and they won't really grow until they get to the point where they realize, okay, I'm good at this, I'm not good at that. And I'm going to find people who can do the things I'm not good at. I'm going to focus on the things I'm good at. I'm going to promote myself to things nobody else can do, and I'm going to fire myself from things only that I don't need to do anymore. That's the key. Last thoughts, Rachel.
Absolutely, 100%, Jim. You know, you said it. You've got to become, you know, more sustainable, more scalable, more profitable. You know, we have to really focus on those skills, especially in challenging times like we're in now.
Rachel, I got to wrap it up. Pensacola.com is how you find out about it. You can still sign up for their event next week. Hey, good job, Rachel. Come back soon and say hi to Quint for us.
I will. Love
Rachel Gillette, ladies and gentlemen, with Studer Community Institute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.